zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror.
He has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
2017 went down in history as the deadliest year in the Circle City history, with over 175 homicides by the end of the year, with 159 being deemed criminal. According to an IMPD report, in 71% of those murders, police didn't know the relationship between the suspect and the victim, and the motive behind the violence has never been discovered. 4% of victims were killed by strangers, 6% by a family member or someone they live with, and about 1 in 5 times the victim was killed by a friend or an acquaintance. That leaves a lot of Indianapolis families still searching and hoping for answers as we start this new year. That's why here on the Joe and Alex Show, we have partnered up with Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana to bring awareness to the importance of anonymous tips to help grieving families get justice for their loved ones, while also entertaining you with some of the most twisted, disturbing, and bone-chilling stories of true crime. If you have an anonymous tip to help a local crime that took place, please call 317-262-TIPS or crimetips.org. Ashley Flowers, who are we talking about today for Murder Monday?
Well, we talked about the Night Stalker on a previous episode, but what a lot of people don't know is he was not the first. They actually named him the Night Stalker because his crimes mirrored the original Night Stalker.
Ooh.
So I'm going to start by telling you a story from October of 1976. There's a woman named Jane, and while her husband is getting ready for work, she's still in bed. Her three-year-old son crawls into bed with her, and she knows her husband leaves for work because she hears the garage door open and close.
Okay.
Shortly after that, she falls back asleep, but not 2 or 3 minutes later, she hears footsteps running down the hallway towards her bedroom. Before she can even wake up or realize what's going on, a man is standing over her bed in a ski mask with a knife.
Nope. Worst nightmare.
Oh my God.
She is just frantic and just stumbling over her words and saying, you know, please don't hurt us. Don't, if you want something, take something. And this infuriates him. And through clenched teeth, he just says, shut up, or I'll kill you. He takes shoelaces, ties up the mother and her son. He gags them, he blindfolds them, and he's in and out of their room. And she realizes as he's untying the bottom of her laces on around her feet that he's going to attack her. But she can't even focus on the attack because what she realizes is that her son is no longer next to her. So while this guy's attacking her, all she can do is think and pray that her son is okay. That when the attack is over, thank God, he puts her son back next to her. She knows he's all right, but then she hears something really strange. The attacker's no longer in the room, but she hears something in her kitchen, and he's going through her drawers. He's going through the cabinets, rustling around utensils and
probably not going to make like a snack.
Well, that's the thing. She hears him start cooking.
What?
What?
Yes. And so he spends hours at this house, coming in and out of her room, cooking, eating. And he keeps coming in and out saying, don't move, don't say anything, or I'll kill you both. And eventually, all of the sounds go quiet for a long time. He hasn't been back in the room. So she and her son loosen their bindings and make a break for it.
Good. Go. Get out of there.
They alert police. And what police realize is that this isn't the first case they've gotten like this. There is an MO that's very familiar of someone breaking into homes, tying people up with their shoelaces, and then staying in their home for hours and cooking and eating their food and rummaging through their home. And they're putting together that these attacks are happening over and over, and they keep continuing and at a staggering rate. There's 1 to 5 of these every single month.
Wow.
The city is terrified at this point. And what's scarier is this guy is paying attention to the news. He's seeing that they're telling people, listen, what he's going after are single women home alone, so take precautions. But he hears that, he adapts,
and he changes his MO.
As soon as they say that, he starts attacking couples. And what he would do is he would break into their home and wake them up by putting a flashlight right in their eyes so they're blinded from the second they wake up. And he would hold a weapon to the man while making the woman tie up the man. He'd tie up the woman, reinforce the ties on the husband, and then take the woman to another room. And then he would come back in their bedroom with a stack of plates. and he would make the man lay face down in the bed and put the stack of plates on his back and said, if I hear these plates move, if I hear them break, I'm going to kill your wife.
So he would torture the wife, and then the guy, if he would move, he would know. And yes, it would be torture for the husband because he would hear this guy torturing his wife, but he knew he couldn't move because then the plates would move and break.
He's forced to lay there silently and still while his wife is attacked.
God, that's sick.
Just like in the other cases, he would stay around the house. He would go through their stuff. He would eat. And he starts taking things, but nothing valuable. This isn't a robbery for him to sell stuff. He takes things that mean something to them, like class rings or china sets. So he's keeping these collectibles. And it's becoming clear that these attacks aren't about burglary. They're not about the rape. He is obsessed, and he gets off on the fear. And he gets off on this fear not just during the attack, but he will keep terrorizing these people even after he attacks them. He will call them weeks, sometimes months after the attack. And I actually have an audio clip of one of his calls to the victim.
Okay, we're going to continue Murder Monday next with Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. And we'll actually hear some of this audio. So hang on here. Let us know what you think. Follow us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. Use the hashtag Murder Monday.